You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. Tomorrow on my podcast, five-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year in the National League in 82, two-time world champ, Steve Sachs, my guest tomorrow on my podcast. Hey, raise your hand if you had the Phoenix Suns as the number one seed in the West this year. Well, going into last night's game in Atlanta against the Atlanta Insanes, the Phoenix Suns, that's right, they had the best record in the Western Conference. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Insanes, the insane move, as called by Rick Carlisle back in March, of firing Lloyd Pierce and giving the keys to the car to Nate McMillan. Again, going into last night's game, all Nate has done is win 22 and lose 10. Hey, Rick, still waiting for your apology to the Hawks front office for you calling it an insane move. Haven't heard from you lately. But let's get back to the Phoenix Suns. What's interesting about this, in 2016, they had the fourth overall pick in the draft, and they took Dragan Bender, basically a bust. The Kings that year were 8. Then we moved to 2017. They had the fourth pick in the draft again. Josh Jackson, bust. The Kings took De'Aaron Fox. 1 year later, the number one pick in the draft, the Phoenix Suns. They took DeAndre Ayton. The Kings took Marvin Bagley. And whereas Ayton has turned into a very good player, I think if they could do it all over again, they would take Luka Doncic. Fast forward to 2021. How the hell are the Phoenix Suns the top seed in the West, that is going into last night's game with the Atlanta Insanes? They hired Monty Williams, who's done a marvelous job. They've made some very good moves on the free agent front. And poof, the Phoenix Suns are atop the NBA as an upper echelon team. How freaking frustrating must it be to look at that from Sacramento's perspective if you're a fan of that franchise? Because the Kings are still light years away from being where the Phoenix Suns are, and yet the Suns did it despite making two big draft blunders in back-to-back years. Un-freaking-believable. It truly is. And Rick Carlisle, I'm sure you could just go on the internet, look up their email address, and just send the Hawks, excuse me, the Insanes. I don't think I should call them the Hawks. After all, that's not what Rick Carlisle would want. The head of the Coaches Association. So shame on me for saying Hawks. Rick, apologize to the Atlanta Insanes, would you please? That's my rant for today. Be sure and check out my rant over on YouTube as well. It's out there Monday through Friday. Make it a great day, and as always, thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.